Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv and Haifa are basking in the sunshine, while Jerusalem stays pleasantly warm. A perfect evening for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu is heading to Washington. He aims to find common ground with President Trump on Iran and advance security priorities. Also in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have killed Wael Musa Khaled Ladawi. He was a Hamas internal security chief in central Gaza. Also this hour, Walla notes that Netanyahu, before departing for Washington, emphasized that his mission is to maintain security and expand peace. Separately, 24 News reports that Netanyahu's trip to Washington includes attending the funeral of Senator Graham and discussions on pressing issues. And finally, from earlier today, JTA highlights the political dilemma of Jewish voters in the main Senate race. They feel torn between GOP Senator Susan Collins and Democrat Troy Jackson. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting questions why the International Federation of Journalists is editing its list of Palestinian journalists. They suggest ties to terrorist groups are involved. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces posted footage showing a dismantled Hamas terror tunnel in northern Gaza. The operation is part of ongoing efforts to counter Hamas's underground networks. From Middle East 24, Israel's highest-ranking female Arab officer, Lieutenant Col Ella Waweya, made a historic appearance on Saudi Arabia's Al Arabiya network. This marks a significant moment in regional media coverage. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's visit to Washington. According to the Times of Israel, the meeting comes as both leaders face domestic challenges. With divergent priorities on Iran, Netanyahu seeks to reinforce Israel's security needs. His visit underscores the delicate balance in U.S.-Israel relations, especially amid regional tensions. Turning to the Gaza strike, the Jerusalem Post reports that Wael Musa Khalid Ladawi's elimination is a significant blow to Hamas. The IDF and Shin Bet targeted him due to his role in planning terrorist activities. This strike comes hours after Netanyahu's emphasis on security, reflecting ongoing efforts to neutralize threats. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's recorded message, as noted by Walla, underscores his dual focus on diplomacy and defense. His trip aims to strengthen alliances while seeking peace expansions. The emphasis on security highlights the broader regional challenges Israel faces. On the political front, I-24 News details that Netanyahu's visit to Washington also includes attending Senator Graham's funeral. The discussions with Trump are expected to cover a range of issues. This visit highlights the multifaceted nature of Israel-U.S. relations. Finally, the JTA report on the main Senate race reveals a complex landscape for Jewish voters. They face a choice between a pro-Israel incumbent and a challenger critical of Israeli policies. This reflects the broader debate on Israel in American politics. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Cato Networks has reached over $415 million in annual recurring revenue. Despite this growth, the Israeli cybersecurity company remains cautious about its IPO timing. Separately, Globes announces that Metropolitan plans to acquire Tinufa. This bus merger will expand Metropolitan's operations across several key regions in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals a surge in sales of tracking devices following Yuval Kogan's disappearance. Parents' concerns have driven increased demand for AirTags and smartwatches. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.